This Chazor Zeichen Nishba Chazor Shag Vem Yehudim Sechaz Chulun Daf Nun Zayin. The Mishnah said, Nishtabu Rag Leho. The Mar says there was a basket full of birds with broken legs that were brought to Rabbi for ruling. He checked each one to make sure that the Tzumas Hagidin, the place where the leg has 16 sinews where it all comes together, and a severing of a majority of any one of these makes the bird a trefa. So he made sure that they were intact, not severed, and then he ruled that they were kosher. Here the name Rav said, if a front leg of an animal becomes dislocated, it's kosher. If the thigh bone of a bird becomes dislocated, it's a trefa. If the wing of a bird becomes dislocated, it's a trefa, because we're concerned that it punctured the lung. Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon said, if the wing is dislocated, we have to examine the lungs, but it's not automatically a trefa. Chizki said a bird doesn't have lungs. Rabbi Yechon said it has lungs, and they're like a rose petal in between the wings. In fact, Chizki can't mean a bird doesn't have lungs, because we see that they do. He also can't mean that a punctured lung doesn't make a bird a trefa, because Levi taught a brisa that says that all the trefas of an animal apply to a bird as well. Rather, Zakta Gemara, he means that a bird's lungs do not become at risk through a fall or when the bird is put into a fire. Chanan explained, the reason is because the ribs of the bird protect the lungs very well. From the fact that Rabbi Yechon responded to Chizkiah that a bird has lungs and they're like a rose petal between the wings, it must be that he knew that Chizkiah said it doesn't have lungs, holds that they don't have lungs at all. After the morning of Yisrael, they said in the name of Rabbi Yosef, in the name of the son of Rabbi Chanina, that from the words of Beribi, which is Chizkiah, we see that he did not eat much chicken. He wasn't familiar with the anatomy of birds. Rav Huna, the name of Rav, said the dislocation of the thigh bone of a bird does not make it a trefa. Rav is on Rav Huna, yes, Rav Huna, the Rabban of Pumbedisa said, Rav Huna, the name of Rav, said it is a trefa. He answered, every river has its own flow, meaning every community has its own minig, its own custom, and that's why Rav did not change the custom there. But Rav Huna understood Rav's inaction as saying that he actually held it was a trefa, when in fact he held it was kosher. Mar continues, Rabbi Abba saw Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba examining the tumas hagidin of a bird. He said to him, Rav Huna, the name of Rav, said that a dislocated thigh bone of a bird does not make it a trefa, and that's like it had been removed. So certainly, if only the tumas hagidin are severed, it shouldn't be a problem. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, I know the Mishnah that says if an animal's back leg is cut below the joint, it's kosher. But if it's severed above the joint, it's a trefa. And also, if the tumas hagidin were removed, it's a trefa. Rav said on this Mishnah that the same rule applies to a bird. That's why I'm checking the tumas hagidin. Rabbi Abba asked, if so, the two rulings of Rav are contradictory. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu remained quiet. Rabbi Abba said, maybe there's a difference between a dislocation and an actual severing. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, that's not your own teaching. This distinction was actually taught by Rav himself. Mark continues, when Rabbi Abba went up to Eretz Yisrael to meet Rabbi Zeira, he met Rabbi Zeira, who was saying that Rav Huna, the name of Rav, said a dislocated thigh bone makes a bird into a trefa. Rabbi Abba said to him, after you went to Eretz Yisrael, we went to speak to Rav Huna, and he said that a dislocated thigh bone does not make a bird into a trefa. Rabbi Abba then proceeded to tell Rabbi Zeira the entire exchange that he had with Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba, which shows that he also said that Rav said such a bird would be kosher. Rabbi Zeira said, Rechia bar Ashi, the name of Rav, said that the bird would be a trefa. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, the name of Rabbi Yechanan, said this as well, that the bird would be a trefa. But Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi said that Rabbi Chanina, the name of Rebbe, said that the bird would be kosher. The Gemara says we don't pass on like any of these lenient rulings. Rather, we follow the halacha as shown in the following story. Rabbi Yosi ben Aroi asked Rabbi Shimon Levi, how large can a hole in the kana be without the animal becoming a trefa? He answered, the Mishnah clearly says up to the size of an Italian iser. He asked, we had a sheep in our neighborhood that had a hole of that size, and they put a patch of reeds on it, and it healed. So you see, it can live. Rabbi Shimon Levi said, you can't rely on that. For we find that although it's well established that a dislocated thigh bone of a bird makes it a trefa, Rabbi Shimon Chalafta had a chicken with this condition, and they put a splint on it, and it healed. Clearly, we have to say that it lived for the time, but died before 12 months passed. We're going to have to say the same thing with the sheep, that it died before 12 months passed. We see from here that the halacha is that a bird with a dislocated thigh bone is a trefa. Mar says it must be that Rav Shimon Chalafta, it was said about Rav Shimon Chalafta that he would do things to prove or disprove theories. He would experiment. He wanted something to disprove Rabbi Yehuda's view that when the layer covering the bird, the layer of covering that's very close to the bird is removed, Rabbi Yehuda said it's a trefa. To disprove this, he removed this layer from a chicken, then put it in a warm oven and wrapped it in the leather used by coppersmiths to catch the copper dust. Because the leather and the copper dust make it into a very warm covering. The result was that the chicken lived and grew back an even thicker layer of feathers than it had been originally. In fact, maybe Yehuda holds it a trefa and temporarily gets better before it dies, and this is what happened to that chicken. Mar says, no, it would not get better in the thing that made it a trefa to begin with. And therefore, he proved that new and thicker feathers grew. In fact, what did Rav Shimon Chalafta do that earned him this reputation as being the experimenter? Mar explains, Rav Shashi said the following story. The Pasuk Mishle says that ants have no king, and yet they don't steal from each other. Rav Shimon Chalafta wanted to test if this was so. He went to an anthill during the summer and put a garment over it for shade. He saw one ant come out and recognized the shade. So Rav Shimon Chalafta made a mark on that ant. The ant went back into the hole and signaled the others to come out into the shade. When they came out, Rav Shimon Chalafta removed the garment, making it sunny again. All the ants converged on that one that told him to come out, and said, because it told him that was shady, and he killed that ant. All of them together killed the ant. Rav Shimon Chalafta said, it must be that there's no king, because the ants didn't ask anybody for permission before taking the law into their own hands. It must be there's no king. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said to Rav Ashi, it doesn't prove anything. It may be that the king had signaled with them to kill the ant. It also may be that the king previously gave permission to kill any ant that acts in such a way. It also may be that this colony was between kings. It didn't have a king at that time, maybe. Rather, we should rely on the wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech, who said that ants have no king. Zok the Gemara Vayter, Huna said, the identifying sign that something is a trefa is that it cannot live for 12 months. Frek Gemara Brice says, a sign that an animal is a trefa is that it cannot have offspring. Shem Galil says, if the condition gets progressively better, it's not a trefa, but if it gets progressively worse, it is a trefa. Rebbe says, if it cannot live for 30 days, is a trefa. They said to him, we find many trefas that can live 2 or 3 years. Now, Rav Huna's view is not mentioned in the Brice at all. Mar says, it's actually machloikis among Tanoim. We find another Brice where Shimon Loza says that some trefas can make it through the summer, others can make it through the winter, but suggests that no trefas can make it both through the entire year, meaning through a winter and a summer. Rabbi Achav Yaakov said, Allah, is it a trefa can have offspring, and a trefa can get progressively better, and therefore, having offspring or getting progressively better does not prove that it's not a trefa.